Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Starting goaltender game one for the Boston Bruins, Jeremy Swayman.
Did you get the golden nugget out of that one?
What?
Dad, did you get the massive golden nugget?
What nugget?
Talking about these guys, they're cool with each other. He asked a question about him getting the starting goalie, and it's about time. I want to share. I want to go back and forth with this guy.
Well, he brought Linus up right away.
What was the first thing he said?
It's about time.
That's a guy who wants the job every single night in the postseason. There's no way. I'm sorry, Courtney, but there's no way that guy is going as cool with, okay, we're rotating.
So he's sitting. He's saying, I stood on my head Saturday night. And now I'm going to sit?
Right. Or you went with this guy last
year. It won't be a surprise for him. Like, they had to have this conversation beforehand. So either they had the conversation and Monty said, we're going with Swayman the entire time. He's our starting goalie. If something bad happens to him, then we'll go to Ullmark. Or he said, we're doing a rotation.
Right, but
so there's not a conversation after the game.
There has to be, though.
But
he goes out and plays that well. You have to at least think about it.
And why does he say it's about time?
If your intention was to platoon them, game one was Swayman, game two was Ullmark, and then he plays the way he did on Saturday night, you have to revisit that if you're Jim Montgomery and goalie Bob.
Greg, if they never hugged, okay, and everything else was the same, nobody would believe what Courtney believes.
Yes, they would. Yes, we would.
The hug has changed everybody. It's made us all gooey.
We are so lucky that we have two goalies that are awesome. That's the reason why people believe that they should rotate them.
It has nothing
to do with the hug.
It does. But has Swayman gotten a new deal yet officially?
No.
No.
Okay. He grew up in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
What he does this postseason will be generational when it comes to wealth. He can love Linus, and I'm sure, as Sophia said Friday, that they'd get along. He loves Linus's family, all of that. But at nut cutting time, he wants to be in net, and he thinks he earned it.
And he just said it. That about time, in your opinion.
It's about time.
Is that him throwing shade?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. So then why say it?
Right.
What's the purpose of saying that then? Go back to the question
Play the whole thing again for Wiggy.
I could watch that hug on loop.
What was your reaction when you were told you were starting game one?
It's about time. I was excited. And I think we both know that Linus and I both could take the net at any time and help this team win. So we know that it's going to be an exciting series and everyone on this team is going to pull their rope. So that's what we're looking forward to.
So there you go. What was it like for you when you found out basically you were the starting goalie? If he could swear, he would have dropped, "It's about effing time." That's like him saying, no disrespect to Linus, I love him, but I'm the guy.
That was like Courtney at the end of the six-month tryout when she finally got out of her contract. She said, "It's about time. I can start this job."
So I think you play it, you look at it, and you go, and I think they respect each other, and I think they do have a great friendship, Courtney, and I'm not knocking they don't. But the competitive nature of athletes, especially at that level, is I want to be the guy in net every single night, especially in the postseason.
He is. I mean, that's confidence is what you're hearing.
Yes.
But that could be, it's about time the playoffs are starting.
Right.
Come on, Greg.
And
Do you think
he can have lights out performances like that over and over again when he's not used to that during the regular season? Like, that's not his normal schedule. So to now switch it all up, I understand he played really well on Saturday night. But
do you think he sits there and goes, "Oh, it might be difficult for me to do this every night because I'm not used to this"? Or is he going, "Oh, I want every night"?
I would assume the first. He would take into consideration that his schedule would be completely different.
And he would be like, if so you're telling me if Montgomery goes, "We want you every night, we want to ride you, Swayman," he goes to Montgomery.
No, he's not going to say it to Montgomery.
But isn't that going to be his failing? Like, don't put me in every night because I can't do this.
It's about time.
I mean, that's also Gresh's motto in life. So, I mean.
It's about time?
Yeah.
10:49, Colt 49, final hour, 101.
Gresh is, I think Gresh drives an SUV.
Yeah, he drives a big one.
He is infuriated by the attempt to ban all pickup trucks and big vehicles in the state.
You think he gets angry at me? Oh. Yeah, he was.
I can't wait till he gets. I'm predicting rant, massive Gresh rant at 10 on that because he is infuriated this morning.
A-plus Gresh rant down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Go awesome. Get him, Gresh.
Yeah. Running hot. Yeah. And a correction, Scotty Scheffler has one RBC. It's over now.
Oh, it's over?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Very quick.
It's about time.
Yeah. Dude is number one in the world.
Yep.
It's about time.
It's about time. About time. Did he play all 18 holes in the final round himself, or did he alternate with somebody?
No, played all 18 by himself.
Okay. Here's Jimmy. Here's Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, I absolutely love that Jim Montgomery has put himself into the position where all of the pressure is on him. Mm. Like, you guys are going to blame him one way or the other. You know, Jim Montgomery's a guy that scored 3 goals in the championship game to win the Maine Black Bears a national title.
Hmm. So he can handle it, is what you're saying. He can handle the pressure.
I think you got it, Greg. I think he wants it. I think that's why he answered the question the way that he did. Like, well, you know, it's going to be tough to go away from Swayman. Allmark is starting tonight. We're going to win tonight, and you are all going to be talking about the same thing tomorrow. Swayman starting game 3, baby.
It's about time.
Okay. All right.
And if he doesn't start Linus tonight, what's the conversation then tomorrow when they win? There's no way you can go back to Linus.
Right.
You can't go to him for the whole playoffs.
Unless he was going into it, it was a 2-game rotation.
Do you believe? So the 2-game rotation, he's saying, all right, Linus, and Curtis makes this point, which is a great point. When you get the start, it's going to be on the road. There's no way he's putting that type of pressure on it. And there's no way you can go – if you play Swayman tonight, the only time Linus is playing again is if the Bruins are losing because Swayman played so bad.
It doesn't matter to Linus whether he starts at home or on the road. He doesn't even remember what happened yesterday because of the mind of a goldfish.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
And I hear like you, Jimmy, 10 seconds, Tom.
I hear you. Great. What the hell is the name of that movie?
51st States.
Yeah. Awesome movie. But on the pressure, I think, Jimmy, you know, good call from New Hampshire just there. But there is an S-ton of pressure on Ullmark if he gets the start tonight. Because if he sucks early, then everybody in the building is going to be saying, why is the better goalie on the bench?
There's a ton of pressure on all 3 of them. That's what it is. It's the situation we found ourselves in, all 3 of them. If they lose tonight, no matter who's in goalie, Montgomery will have made the wrong decision. That's where we find ourselves. He's doomed if he does. He's doomed if he doesn't.
If
Swayman's in goal tonight and stinks,
mm-hmm.
then everybody's going to say, well, why didn't he do the rotation? If Omar comes in tonight and he stinks, they're going to say what Curtis just said. So you just got to win.
No, I like the way that Jim Montgomery is answering that question because I think he knows who his starting goaltender is. And so to ask him the question is it's a waste of time.
I'm not sure if
really,
he knows.
It's a waste of time. They should have asked him whether he got a chance to try the gelato nachos on Saturday night.
They should ask him if he drives a pickup truck.
Right. I'm not sure if he knows, Greg, though. I think he knew, but I think, what was Swayman, 35 of 36 or something like that?
Yeah.
Can I make an obscure television reference, Greg?
Yes.
And I may come off as a big nerd, but I believe Jim Montgomery finds himself in a bit of a Kobayashi Maru. It's a no-win situation from Star Trek.
All right. Oh, you said Kobayashi. I was like, wait a second. Is that the
Star Trek?
It's a training exercise in Star Trek.
Are you a big Star Trek?
That puts a captain in a no-win situation.
Don't you mean Star Wars?
No. I'm not a big Star Trek fan. I'm just a nerd, and any nerd that has any self-respect knows what a Kobayashi Maru is.
I did not know that word. Beam me up, Scotty.
Here's
what in the world.
That's your boy, Captain Kirk.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We could tell.
Is that William Shatner?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait,
Wiggy's impression was so good, I couldn't tell if it was William Shatner or if it was Jermaine Wiggins. <Yes.
laughs> You couldn't tell right away that was William Shatner?
No.
This is Polly from Dedham. Hello, Polly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, guys. Now, what do you want to do with the goaltending situation? And keep in mind what I said on Friday, that you don't want to be working in basically the same workload. The way Suleiman played the other night, he was so sharp and played so well. You can go in one more time. You can go back-to-back with these guys. But no matter how he plays this time, you want Allmark to start Game 3. If Allmark plays well in Game 3, he goes again in Game 4, and you come back with Swayman if necessary in Game 5. If he does not, does not play well in Game 3, you go back to Swayman in Game 4. Thank you, boys.
Yeah. See, I think it's tough, though, especially if you go with Swayman tonight based off of what Paulie's saying.
And he's lights out.
And he's lights out, and you win. Now you're up 2-0 in the series. Now you're rolling the dice and going, well, let's go to Linus. And then if you lose, people are going, well, why didn't you just go with Swayman? So, and if he loses, then do you come back with Swayman in Game 4? Or do you leave Linus for his two games and let him play Game 4?
And then you theoretically, if he's not good in both, then you're
coming back to Boston
tied up,
which is like I think the decision is now made where he goes, I was going with the rotation, but now I just have to go with Swayman. And if he goes with Swayman tonight, that's it. That's your guy from here on out through the playoffs. I don't think you won't see Linus unless Swayman has a game where he gives up four or five goals.
Where's the poll
goals
at, Curtis?
Let me check right now. Hold on. I just saw a Mel Kiper video. He strongly disagrees with Scheim. He says if anybody takes J.J. McCarthy in the top 15, they should be fired. Who should start in net? 76% with 300 votes in, say, Jeremy Swayman.
It's about time.
It is interesting, though, because Matt Porter, who's a Bruins reporter, he's with the Globe, he tweeted the same poll yesterday, and 52.5% say Ullmark.
Yeah, really? we don't believe in polls from the Globe.
It's just his personal, but
no, he works for the Globe.
Yep. Well, he has a big Bruins following.
Yep. So. They also use Dominion.
It's about time.
By the way, we have a fun new show bit that Scheim and I did this morning.
Oh.
Final segment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A rejoin of all the errors of each show to begin our final segment.
You mean the errors that have been made by all of us during the show this
Correct.
Morning?
No. Right. Kind of okay. I was thinking about this back in the day. PTI used to have Tony Reale do the errors every day, and I thought it was kind of a funny bit, so I thought we'd try it out.
Ugh, okay. It's going to be all me.
You know what, Curtis?
It's not going to be all you. You've been spot on this morning.
Yeah,
you've been
good. I screwed up that Scotty Scheffler that he was still playing.
Oh. But thinking about this,
I wasn't on the Twitters.
You know what?
Yep.
It's about time.
Hey!
It's about time.
I am so...
Print the shirts, Greg Hill Foundation.
When will we know who the first goalie off the ice is, or...
I don't know, 10:30. What time? Are they skating yet? Or what's...
I haven't seen that they're out yet.
Okay. Or could he hold off on that to kind of...
He could.
All right, so do you think he does? Or when do you think we know who the goalie is for tonight?
You might not know until game time.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Oof. All right.
I say 4 p.m.
4 p.m.?
Oh, 4 p.m.?
Okay. 4 p.m.
All right, we can take a break. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10 before they head to Detroit for the draft.
That's about time.
So that is coming up.
It's about time.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.